Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here. This is an eight-part series that we are participating in. This is the second of the eight-part series. And this is all about tools as we kind of go through the shift, which is absolutely fully engaged. It's not something that's in the future that's coming. Very much engaged right now. These tools, very fundamental tools, but as I said last week, don't mistake fundamental, simple for unimportant or insignificant. Very, very, very useful tools when a little attention is put into them, when you practice and play with them. So that's what we are in the process of doing. So let me say welcome to a lot of new people who are on this call. It's nice to have you here. There is a large body of work that we do in Mastering Alchemy. And over the last few years, that body work has evolved into some really extraordinary adventures for many of us. But in the same time period, one of the things that is very clear to me is that as this shift is unfolding, it's like the dawning of the morning opening up, and many, many people are waking up. That's a great thing. And as this new awareness of something changing, the ability to step out of that third dimensional reality and begin to recognize that you can direct and manage and create your life in ways on your terms versus the terms of the game that we've been playing, there is this huge awakening that's occurring all over the world. So we wanted to go back and revisit this body of tools, opportunities, skills, if you would, and try to make them available for many people that are just starting to ask newer, different questions. I also recognize that many of you who have been in practice of meditation and prayer and asking for a long time, and along that journey, you've developed some good quality skills and tools on your own. And so this work is not in contradiction to anything. This work is not to replace anything. If what you've got is working, keep wearing it, use it, make it of value to you. The purpose of this body of tools is to begin to give you an opportunity to manage the energy field surrounding you, referred to as the aura, and be able to hold your consciousness in present time and make choices that in the past were more reactionary than were choice. And so that's what we're doing right here. So what I'd like to do is go back to the session last week, and without going into the same detail setting it up, make it easy for everybody to participate, whether you were in that session last week or not, and basically just apply the two tools or two concepts that we played with, and then we'll expand it from right there. So what I'd like you to do is take a breath, if you would, and just sit back in your chair. Now, that doesn't mean go into trance or into some deep meditation. It just means sit back in your chair, take a breath. And just with that simple, intentional action, are you more present at this second than you were just prior to that request being made of you? You see, an awful lot of this is not about what you do as much as noticing what you do. Because there is so much in, of ourselves invested in, locked in, unconsciousness. We have a thought. We create a belief around a thought. We create that belief into a habit. We exercise that habit. And then that habit becomes our action that drops to a great extent into our subconscious moving around space. So another breath, if you would. And then right behind your eyes is where the center of your head is located. I know that's a profound statement, but very few people live in the center of their head. So would you, again, one more breath, and would you bring your attention, your awareness, right into the center of your head. In fact, if you'd like to just close your eyes, sometimes this is an easy thing, but be intentional. Would you be right behind your eyes looking through your eyes as if your eyes were open. And then as you are right there, just notice if you can stay there. Most people can't, as I said last week. The mom, dad, teacher, minister of life has a better idea of how you should run your life than many times they give us credit for on our own. And so they climb right into the middle of your head and say, oh, I love you. Here, do it this way. You'll be successful. This is who you talk to in life. This is how you do things. This is right. This is wrong, good, bad, should, shouldn't. And pretty soon, that vibration, which never was yours, begins to be something that is difficult to hold in the center of your head while you maintain the center of your head. Because it's not your truth many, many times, if that makes sense. But we're being simple right here. So be right in the center of your head, behind your eyes, eyes closed, looking through your eyes, if you would. And would you create three smooth breaths, just very connected. The inhale connects to the exhale, and then the exhale turns into the inhale. It's almost as if it's a smooth, circular, flowing breath. Would you just take a minute and find those three breaths? Just watch them. Be curious. And then notice yourself kind of being aware of yourself in the center of your head. And then two more breaths, smooth, connected breaths. Just relax the body into the chair. You'd be right in the center of your head. And then with the next in-breath, staying in the center of your head, would you breathe your eyes open, being aware of yourself? And continue the breath. Notice if the breath already stopped. In many cases, it will. Smooth breath. Now, one of the things that happens without giving you a full explanation, I make a real clear explanation in the level one program, but right here, just very simple. Every time you open and close your eyes, the brain switches into a different functionality. Whether you blink your eyes or whether you close your eyes to go to sleep, when your eyes are open, the brain does one thing and processes in a certain way. When your eyes are closed, the brain switches into a different functionality. In that process of switching back and forth, many times we lose our focus unconsciously. So even when you go into trance, many of you meditate, have you ever noticed that it takes you 10, 15 minutes to get out of all the noise, the chatter, all of the things, really important things that you forgot to do, like buy the bag of potato chips that I should get for tomorrow when I want to eat them, and then you stand up and go buy the bag of potato chips? Maybe it's just me that's done that. What I'd like to do is give you a way of going into trance and out of trance without going through that disconnect between the brain functions. Just keep that very simple. So would you just eyes open, look around the room, kind of see the room, and notice when you look in the room, do you jump out of your head to look at what's in front of you? That's called going to. I say, wow, look at that picture, and there you go. Now, probably you've never done this, but you've seen people do this. You point to something, and it's as if they just leave their body. That's going to. That's movement. That's part of the noise. So what I'd like to do is avoid that, and this is how we're going to do it. Would you, eyes open, be in the center of your head? Take another breath. And would you look around the room from the center of your head and breathe? And you might notice a little difference And some of you, it may be exactly what you do all day long. So again, no right or wrong here. Now, what I'd like you to do is, would you be aware of what's right out in front of you from the center of your head? Another breath. Breathing is a very big thing. That's the intimate connection with Creator. Infinite intelligence is in that breath, but from where we're playing right here, very, very difficult to make the connection. So would you just see what's out in front of you from the center of your head, and then with your eyes open, would you take three smooth breaths, and would you bring your attention into watching, feeling the breath? And what happens to the room, it more or less goes out of focus. It's there, it doesn't go anywhere, but your full focus is now pulling inside. You begin to see you a little closer. So just kind of breathe and put your attention on the breath. Three smooth breaths. Then on this next in-breath, would you hold your attention on the breath, and would you, without any interruption of your awareness of the breath, would you just close your eyelids? Nothing changes, your eyelids just close. And two, three more breaths, just watch the breath. And let the body continue to relax. And then just let's add a component here. Now, you might have to pretend here, but would you like yourself? Now just kind of be aware of the breath, and then would you just be aware of the feeling of, I like me? I'll keep it very simple, but there'll be a nice feeling. Now, you're still in the center of your head. You haven't moved away. If you have moved away, just come right back, and then just kind of have that feeling, I like me, and just would you watch one more breath, inhale, and then an exhale, and then on the next in-breath, would you just continue to hold your awareness on yourself, and would you let your eyelids open? Now, don't see anything. I mean, the room's there, but don't see anything. Don't look. Let it just be out of focus, and would you just be aware of the breath? And then would you see what's right in front of you? Let your focus 2-3 feet out in front of you, a meter. Continue that breath and let your focus go 2 meters, 6 feet or so. And then with the next breath, just kind of sit there in the center of your head and allow the room to be there. Very simple. However, this process is not entered into often. If you will go in and out of trance, your meditations, your state of prayer, your sitting quietly, you're going to find that the interruption of your awareness and much of the chatter that is in your energy field does not get engaged. Just kind of notice yourself. How do you feel? Most likely, from where I'm looking, everybody got a couple of notches quieter from where we just started a few moments ago. Now, let's add the other piece that we did last week. We did three things. We played with the breath, we played with closing and opening the eyes last week, and we identified the center of our head. And the fourth thing, actually, we did was clear out energy that doesn't belong to us, very simple, and call ourselves back. We'll do the same exercise right here. So right out in front of your forehead, would you imagine a red rose? Red isn't important, it's just what we're going to play with right here. You could be pink or white or green or blue or black, all the same. So another breath. Would you imagine or remember, if you don't think you can see or create a red rose in front of you in your imagination, then would you remember what a red rose looks like from the garden, the florist? And then would you just put that remembering right out in front of your forehead, 12, 15 inches, 20 centimeters or so. Another breath. Kind of admire it. And then this will sound funny to some. Just like a fireworks exploding, would you explode the rose? And kind of be excited about it. Just watch it explode. Some people have difficulty. Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Would you just explode the rose? And then would you recreate the same rose that's right out there in front of you? A fundamental process of creating energy and shifting energy. Just kind of reviewing for most of you what we did last week, catching up everybody else. Now, during your day today, you did something very specific. You left yourself in many places. It might have been where you were having a discussion with somebody. It might have been shopping at the store. It might have been coming to a stop sign in your car and then watching the other person not pay attention and going, come on, you can go. Would you look back at your day and would you just notice the question, where did you leave yourself? Now, it's not a big deal. It's just like leaving the change in your pocket in different parts of the day. Just notice 2, 3, 4 things that you did today and notice if your conversation possibly is still in that point you were having the discussion with somebody. Another breath. Now, as I said last week, a rose is a very, very special symbol in a lot of ways. It comes from the feminine side of creation. It has the capacity to, when it is placed in an energy field that is slower and duller and not your energy pattern, it will override the energy and it will do what it is directed to do. Now just keep that simple. So in this case, would you give the command to this rose that's right out in front of your forehead to collect you up from all the places that you have left yourself today? It's very much like static electricity. And just take a breath. No thought needs to be thought. It's a command. It happens instantaneously, although some like to linger and watch, no problem. And then the rose many times will just tell you, I'm done. It'll be a feeling or a sense. Sometimes it'll be in words. But would you now explode the rose, have it go into many particles of light, be excited about the explosion, and then would you allow all that energy to come back to you? Remember, I said very simple tools, but tools that are very, very significant in terms of managing your energy. Another breath. Would you create one more rose? One of the things that happens to you, as you're very aware, is as you go through your day, many times people want from you, demand from you, need you, fix this for me, finish that report, go to the store, mommy, I need to go to soccer practice. All of those demands many times end up in your energy field, and by the end of the day, you're worn out. Other people's energy in your space, you know that place? This rose that's right out in front of you, would you give it the command to collect up the attention points, the other people's energy, and would you just allow, no thinking required, the rose to do its job, collect up those attention points, all the things that people want, need, demand of you. Now, if you think about this, this is a great tool. You mean I can just clean everybody out of my space? Pretty much. And I can collect me back from where I left me? Absolutely. Now, would you explode that rose and all the energy goes back to those people in neutral? It doesn't go back with their anger or their irritation. That just disappears into the experience. Their energy is their energy. Another breath. Actually, I gave you an additional tool last week. I'm going to give you a lot of tools. Sometimes there is a person that is, keep it simple, you know, not the person you hate in life, although you can play with that too, but somebody right here that is possibly irritating to you. Every time you get around them, you get irritated. Their energy irritates you. Now, would you create a rose? Would you say hello, one of the most powerful words on the planet? Nobody can hide from a hello. Would you say hello to that person, no argument with them? And would you have the rose collect up their energy that's in your space? If you're being playful, can you begin to see the possibilities of simply giving back others their energy as I take back my energy? Would you explode the rose of that person and let that energy go back to them? Another breath. Notice you're still in the center of your head. If you're not, bring your energy back to the center of your head. Now, a lot of times when you start to play with this exercise, if you are being focused and intentional, you might create that rose, give them back their energy, and there they are again. Put another rose up, send it back. So what you're doing, you hold in your space a lot of times resistance to that person. That resistance acts like a big magnet. And so you resisted them when they wore a red shirt, and you resisted them when they wore a blue shirt. And so you say, give back to them all their energy, and particularly that red shirt. And so it goes back to them. And then the next thought is, I didn't like that blue shirt either. Another rose. Explode the rose. I'm being very simple here, obviously. Another breath. And would you just start to notice yourself again? Now, this is a fabulous tool. It was extremely useful when I learned this tool a long time ago, and I've watched it be very successful in terms of you beginning to manage you. Now, one of the places it doesn't work is when you are invested in, on your side, of arguing with them. I really don't like them. I'm going to not like them no matter what they do. That's you with your magnet continuously holding their attention point in your space. So you've got to make a decision about, would you like to step past them? I'll give you another tool next week to make that decision a little bit more clear. But right here, simply, would you again just create another rose for them? You may see another circumstance, a different time you were with them this time. Don't even think it through. Just put it in the rose. Explode the rose. Another breath. Great. Now, let's see if we can add two tools to this group of tools that you've got right now. One of the most important tools that you can create is called a grounding cord. And I can hear many people going, oh, I've been grounding for years. Yes, great, you have. But a grounding cord in today's shift is absolutely essential for multiple reasons. One is, thoughts are electrical and emotions are magnetic. Now think about how you've had a thought about somebody and you immediately went into an emotion of either, I love that person or I hate that person. So when you create a thought, there is an emotion. It's many times virtually almost neutral, other times with a little more of a charge on it. In this reality today, there are a lot of people who walk around with thoughts similar to your thoughts and emotions similar to your emotions. And yet they pass right through you, and you don't distinguish between, am I upset today, or is that somebody else's energy passing through my space? More often than not, that question's not asked. So, two tools. First one is the grounding. Grounding cords are a little bit more than just, oh, I'm going to be grounded. It is an intentional act. And so there are two parts to a grounding cord. One part is electrical, and one part is magnetic. The electrical portion is a line of energy that extends from the first chakra. So would you just sit, be right in the center of your head, eyes closed if you would. If you are already grounded in your own reality, would you become ungrounded? Would you just simply disconnect from your grounding as you understand grounding? Oh, we'll create a new one real quick. But would you become ungrounded and then notice what that might feel like if you know what grounding is all about? Now, one more breath. Be happy. Remember that I like myself. This is a game we're playing. It's a great game, and it's all about you becoming empowered with you. So the first chakra, right at the tip of the spine, lower end of the spine, would you put your attention on that? Would you become aware of the lower tip of your spine, right where the first chakra lives? And in your mind, would you create an image of a line? It could be a beam of light, a chain, a big tree root, whatever the imagery is you would like. And intentionally, would you create a connection between that line and the first chakra, which is like you just kind of glue it right into the first chakra. And then would you drop the other end of the line to the center of the earth, not really very far away at all, creating a line from the first chakra to the center of the earth. Now, be intentional. Let it even expand a little bit. And here, if you are playful, if you had an imaginary third hand, would you kind of reach down with that imaginary third hand under your butt? And would you grab a hold of that line and kind of pull on it and see if it's nicely connected in? Now, that might sound funny, but if it pulls out, you will know it real quickly. Now, these are the advanced tools. And that third hand extends quite a way. Would you more or less pull on it from the center of the earth? At the center of the earth, kind of let it grow roots. Let it really grab a hold of the center of the earth in your imagination. And then would you expand it to about 6 inches in diameter? Now, all you did was create it. You haven't turned it on. Now, the breath. Thoughts are electrical. And this line you just created is an electrical line. Emotions are magnetic. Remember a minute ago I said you got this little magnet catcher's mitt that says, I don't like you and I'm never going to like you. Very powerful magnet. To get rid of those vibrations, the next part of the grounding cord is a coil. And it wraps itself around the electrical line. And so would you just have an intention, and would you just see it rather than spending hours wrapping the coil? Would you just create this magnetic coil? Another breath. And then the amazing part of all this all that is required is a command to turn on the grounding cord. And just take a breath, sit back, give the command to turn it on, relax into the body, and you may feel a draining sensation or a relaxation sensation right into the butt. Now, also in real terms, this grounding cord extends into the second chakra and into the third chakra. So even though many have been taught you just ground from the first chakra, or many who play martial arts, you ground from the second chakra, that grounding also siphons off much of the energy distribution from the third chakra also. Another breath. The rose we played with knows exactly what to do. The grounding cord knows exactly what to do. It just is about creating these lines of consciousness and having them do what they do. Another breath. And then just notice yourself. Kind of in about the end of this hour, I didn't say this at the beginning, I'm going to have you ask questions. So this is a great part of where the questions are. How did that work? What did you notice? Another breath. And then, once again, would you be in the center of your head, consciously? Let the body sit back and relax. And would you follow three breaths without doing a lot of thinking? Nothing to think about. Just kind of relax into the chair and watch three breaths. Then would you be aware of yourself being aware of yourself? And would you also realize that you're sitting in a room? But keep your attention in the body. The room's not gone away. And what I'd like you to do is, with one of the next two breaths, would you breathe your eyelids open, but don't let your focus move anywhere other than a few inches away from your body at best. Just keep your attention on this next set of breaths. Relaxing in the chair. Nothing to do, nothing broken, nothing to perform, no work required. And then just let your vision kind of observe a couple feet, meter out in front of you. And then another breath, let it kind of just observe the room. But observe from the grounded point of reference and from the center of your head. Notice if it's gotten quieter, and notice if you're more alert. I've really never seen alert, but I've been told that they're quite attractive. Another breath. Now, would you stay in your head, just kind of wiggle your toes, pat your thighs, make the body real. Very simple tool so far, as is this next one. But this next tool is one of the most important things that you can do all the way in my reality up and through the level 3 where the archangels are teaching verbally the classes. This tool is one of the most important things that if you can be playful and learn this tool, it will change how you perceive the world significantly. It's that important, this next tool. So let me see if I can explain it. It's defined in the level 1 work very clearly with numbers of visual examples in the DVDs. But here, I'm going to give it to you in a way that you just kind of play with it. There is an electrical magnetic energy field that surrounds you called the aura. The preponderance of your memory system is in the aura. It is not in your brain. The brain is a processing unit. Your experiences that you have had, not only in this lifetime, in many others, stored in the aura. Some you have access to, most you have lost track of, and yet they're in the energy field. Many of your belief systems that work with the law of attraction, that basically attract energy to you that is like you. Now, that's a funny statement because there's a lot of stuff in your aura that you don't like, but in fact, it's because you continue to resist it that it shows up. We'll talk more about that next week. But this particular tool is about defining where you start and you stop. Now, as soon as those words come out of my mouth, I'm not correct. There is no place you start and stop. But for the purpose of the exercise, we're going to define the edge of your aura. And so what I'd like you to do, another breath, is would you take one of your arms, hand, and would you stick it straight out in front of you with your fingers pointing forward? This is a reference point. If you would bend your palm of your hand towards yourself, plus or minus a couple of inches, depending on how you hold your attention, is where the edge of your aura is. But basically, it's right there. The energy field, called an aura, goes all the way around you. If you are a person who has a lot of attention in your future, or you worry about your future, your aura moves slightly forward, exposing more of your back. If you are a person who is holding a lot of attention in the past, your aura is further behind you than it is in front of you, exposing the front of you to different energy. A more or less balanced aura is right where your hand is when you turn your palm towards you. So put your hand down if it's still out there, but get an idea where that is. Kind of just make a mental note, and would you have a sense of that being all the way around you? It's above you, it's below you. If you were to take your hand and stick it straight up in the air with your fingers pointing straight up, approximately where your fingertips are located is the top of your aura. And approximately that same distance from the top of your head to the top of the aura is the same distance from the bottom of your feet to the bottom of your aura. One of the things that happens, why I say where you start and stop, is for the most part, many people don't have a sense of themselves. And if you think about it, how many of you are healers and fixers and want people to like you, want people to be happy in life? And so what happens is we lose track of who we are in the process of being in association with others. Many of the things that you do in life have nothing to do with you at all. We just are very helpful because that's the right thing to do, and it is. We're very nice. Many times being nice and helpful, however, gets you in trouble. Or how many times have you been around somebody who's nice and helpful, but you didn't ask, and they become more of an annoyance than they become a helper? One of the things that happens is from about, again, if you just stick your hand out in front of you, from your palm, from that point to your heart is you. Everything on the other side of your hand is Shakespeare's theater to entertain you. But when you don't have that point of delineation, a point that sits right here, you then many times lose track of what's you and what's not you. Does that make any sense for some of you? I see lots of heads going up and down. So what we're going to do is create a point of delineation, a line, if you would, or more specifically, right out here where your hand is pointing towards you, held towards you, would you create another red rose? Now, in fact, you don't have a red rose in your hand, but look around on your desk or wherever you're sitting. If you have something, a pencil, a pen, would you pick it up and would you just hold it in your fingertips? Pretend it's a rose. Again, the rose has some extra assistance as a symbol. If you don't have a pencil or a pen, do this on your own and basically get a sense of where that is. Now, here's the important part. Everything on the other side of that, you have the choice to engage in or not. Everything on your side is in your energy field. And at the moment, there's a lot in that energy field that belongs on the other side of the rose. Never was yours in the first place. But here's the purpose of the tool. If you will create that rose right out in front of you, in fact, would you just go ahead and do that in your imagination? And would you also have an awareness that your job is to stay on your side of the rose? So would you just bring your energy, call your energy back again, but would you have a sense of being on your side of that line or that rose? And just notice, did something change? Because many times it does. Now, this would be a lot easier to show you in person, and it would be easier to play with you in doing this. But here's part of how this tool works. There are two rules in this tool that makes this work very wonderfully. If you would put the rose up, and would you open your eyes if they're not open, and kind of see that point right where the rose is you're creating. And would you be aware of being on your side and allowing the room to be on the other side? Just notice the sensation. When you go out in public, if you will play with this concept, it produces amazing results. You will hold the rose there and have a sense that the rose is all the way around you, like an atom goes around, an electron goes around the atom. And would you have a sense of being encircled by your energy field? As you begin to walk through things like the grocery store, it is fascinating. You will see people smiling at you possibly or noticing you in ways that you've never noticed before. And you will find people will say hello to you for no good reason. And if you are pushing your grocery cart in the store, they will start to move out of your way well before you get there, as an example of some of the things that happen with this rose. Now, where it also is very valuable is, have you ever been in a situation with a boss or somebody who is intimidating or who is you are uncomfortable around? Many times the reason you're uncomfortable is because they get in your space before they even arrive, or they don't have a sense of definition of space, and they think they can just push their way into your space. Have you ever seen anybody like that? The funny thing, it's not the one that's so obvious. Many times it's your best friend, because you are so much like each other that definition of space does not exist. So as you begin to play with this rose, one of the things that happens is if you stay on your side of the rose, many times people will continue to walk. If you hold the rose there very firmly, it's not a wall or a keep out or a danger warning sign. It's just simply, this is the edge of my space. I'm owning this. They will stop before they get to that rose. But many times you don't want somebody in intimate conversation way over there. You want them a little closer. Or many times people don't value your space no matter what you do. So how you manage your space, it works every time, is here's the rules. You stay on your side of the rose and don't go to their side of the rose. That's a practice. As they begin to come closer to you, if you could imagine them with their hand out in front of them, and they keep walking, all of a sudden their hand goes past your hand. And they keep walking, and they keep walking, and they're getting closer and closer, and they're already in your space. So the way you manage that, you've done this all your life in various ways, is every time that if you were standing with somebody and they had their hand up right next to your hand, and they took a step, very simple, the rule is you keep your rose 50% between you and them. So they take a step forward, you just move the rose halfway between you and them. And then they take another step, you move the rose halfway again, staying on your side of this rose. You can move that rose right to the tip of your nose, and if you stay on that side of the rose, you will not lose your space. You will not go into fear, and you will not necessarily be intimidated. At the beginning, it's like, oh my God, this feels very strange, but is it working? And I've done this thousands of times, and the answer is yes. It's a wonderful exercise in a large room of people, because I'll do an exercise and I'll say to somebody 20 feet away, I'm going to take a step, am I too close? And many times they'll say, you're already too close. But I'll get right up to the edge of their aura, staying on my side of their aura, and they'll say it's almost too close. And I can simply just lean my body a half an inch, and they'll go, you're in my space. I'll step back, we'll play this game, and I'll say, I'm going to take a step, you move the rose. And same person who's very nervous in life, I can move right to the tip of their nose and back. As they begin to move back, you move the rose, you move the rose. When it gets right to that point at the where your hand is located, let the Shakespeare's theater continue to play out, and you hold your space. It's a game that you can play with other people. So if you have family or husband or wife or somebody, if you will just kind of play this out, you're going to find that it's a wonderful little tool. It's something you go into the grocery store, hold your rose up, talk to the checkout person. Nice to see you. How are you doing? Stay on your side of the rose. You'll find your ability to manage yourself will change virtually instantly. Another breath. So let's just play with this. Would you, again, just put your hand out in front of you with the pencil in it if you've got it, or would you squeeze your fingers around the stem of your red rose, blue rose, pink rose, orange rose? You decide the color. And would you be on your side of the rose? And then would you just bring the rose in 6 inches, a few centimeters? And then would you notice your space again? Just got a little smaller. You just got a little more compact. That's all that just changed. You pulled your aura in. Would you move the rose again, another 6 inches, a couple centimeters, and take a breath, and then would you allow that to be your space? Very more compact. Be aware of the room on the other side of the rose. And then just bring it in again, a little bit closer. Bring your energy field in. You'll feel it getting compact. Very cool. And would you look at the room around you? The room is getting bigger on some level because you are not owning as much of the room. You are simply standing in a smaller space in that room, sitting. Now, would you move the rose back out a couple centimeters, 6 inches, and just fill that space, again, staying on your side, and then another few inches out, and then to the edge of the aura. Now, assuming you weren't arguing with this in your head the whole time we were doing it, would you take a breath and would you say hello to your grounding? Be right in the middle of your head. And then just, even eyes open, just two more breaths, but would you notice yourself as you're taking those breaths? Just by identifying these parameters, this space with the rose, by activating the grounding cord, there is very much energy that never belonged to you that just disappeared. One of the reasons is you have been invested in the past. Well, this is what my mother said 35 years ago. This is how I was supposed to live my life, according to the minister. My dad said, this is all I am. My first husband, wife said, I wasn't okay because. As you get into present time and you define your space, the energy of other people begin to dissipate electrically, thoughts, emotions, magnetic, and they begin to siphon off down the grounding cord. The rose will begin to keep other people's attention out of your space. Again, it's not a wall, danger, keep out, I'm going to kick your butt. It's not an argument. It's simply a statement. This is who I am. There's no push and shove. There's no sword to swing. There's no argument to be had. It's simply an ownership. As that ownership begins to be played with, you begin to return to your heart. A very, very big deal. So, interesting? So again, what I said we're going to do is we're going to just start very simple, and in 8 weeks, we are going to end very simple. But these simple tools are very significant in learning how to manage the flow of energy that, to a great extent, is not even yours, but yet passes through you, causing you to be reactionary in ways that isn't necessary at all. As this shift unfolds, there is significant electromagnetic changes in the solar flares, the coronal mass ejections, as the solar winds are being produced, the cosmic radiation coming from the center of the galaxy. You are being rewired, reoriented at this moment. Much of these electromagnetic patterns that you've been holding in your space, arguing for your limitations in many ways, don't even have a necessity to be there anymore. So if you will check into your grounding cord every morning, before you go to bed, just kind of say hello to it. Sometimes you can just drop the grounding cord, create a brand new one. But basically bring it into present time, you're going to find many of these little annoyances, disturbances, fears, limitations aren't even there after a very short period of time. So what I would ask of you is, over the next week, is you now have a couple of tools. If you will play with them, and here's the real kicker to all this, real key, is practice when it doesn't count. So this, if you keep this information as intellectual information, oh, I know something, I'm going to tell all my friends, but you don't apply it, it's useless. So some assembly required in these fundamental tools. And you may find that you space out, you forget, you don't even remember. That's part of the whole ego and mental body's actions to keep you safe and locked into the patterns that you've learned all your life, most of which are not even your creations. So if you'll play with this next week, I'll kind of review with you. We will take it to another step. There is a way of walking into a room and owning the room, a tool that is a wonderful tool. And as you basically own the room, everybody else can own the room. But as you own it, you get to speak on your terms with your voice rather than being afraid or not available. Combined with the rose, the grounding, and the ability to put somebody in a rose and clear them out of your space, can you begin to see how, on a very simple level, these tools will allow you to take charge of actions that give you permission and freedom to do things that, for the most part, have not been given permission to do by others all your life. So, another breath. In fact, one more tool, very simple one. Would you just be aware of yourself, being aware of yourself? Three smooth breaths, and would you bring your attention to liking yourself? Would you just simply be aware of the breath? And with the next breath, would you let your eyelids close? Right in the center of your head? Would you have a sense of the edge of the aura where that rose is sitting? That rose continuously moves around you. Would you be aware of being grounded? And then notice this feeling. Would you like yourself? Now, even if you have that little statement in your head that says, no, I don't like myself. Well, just ignore that for a minute. Just pretend I like myself. Notice the feeling. And then would you shift the attention point and would you be happy? Just pretend you're happy. And notice happy is close to, but not exactly, I like myself. Happy, happy. And then would you put your attention on I like myself as a feeling? And then would you shift your attention to I'm pleased with myself? Close, but not the same. Just kind of get a sense of that feeling, pleased with myself, for no good reason. I like myself, another feeling. I'm happy. Now, the key to these feelings is as you begin to vibrate in higher, naturally aligned states of well-being. Many of the vibrations that could not be released, I'm not okay, I don't deserve, I'm not attractive, I don't fit, I'm not smart enough. As you put your attention, now that the rose is in place, the grounding is in place, and you have a sense of yourself in I like me, that many vibrations that can't compete with I like me will now start to fall away the grounding cord. So how does I like me feel for no good reason? Pleased with myself. Happy. Another breath. Pick one of the three. Hold your attention on that vibration. And then would you be in the center of your head? Breathe your eyes open, holding your attention on the feeling. If the smile kind of sneaks across your face, that's acceptable. And then would you be aware of the room, liking yourself, pleased with yourself, happy? Very nice. All right, so let's come to a stopping point right there. Again, simple tools, but very significant in rearranging how you've lived your life today. So let me come to a stopping point. Some of you may choose to leave. Blessings. Happy day. Go play with these tools. They will make a very big difference. For those of you who would like to comment on what you just did, please do. For those who would like to ask questions, either about these tools or something else, let me have Roxanne explain how we're going to do that. And we'll take another period of time, and I'll try to answer as many of these questions as I can.